Welcome to the Short Commute Podcast. Thanks for checking back in. We were off last week. We are back talking with the first podcast of the new year, fittingly, about personal goals. We could call them resolutions, I guess.
Don't call them resolutions.
Oh, yeah, because then people won't stick to them.
Yeah.
Is your topic idea, do you have stuff off the top of your head that you want to share right away?
Well, one of the big ones, you know, one of the big ones that I have, or the biggest set of goals, I suppose, are physical health type goals. And so being more active, being a little bit more diligent working out.
You're a regular at the fitness center in the morning. You're a key holder.
Yeah, regular, but not, you know, it's not, I'm not doing it enough. I'm not as faithful.
Sure.
And there are times when I'll go in and, you know, not have a real good mindset to have a good workout. And so I'll, you know, sit on the bike for half an hour and, you know, putz around. I want to be a little bit more intentional this year with the working out stuff, but also maybe even more important with diet. I could really stand to lose about 75 pounds.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I have personal fitness goals, I guess. I don't do the New Year resolution thing. I was a regular at the fitness center for a long time, and I was a key holder. I have since had that rescinded. When my daughter was born, I fell way out of habit pretty quickly, and I would like to get back into that shape. I suppose everyone would say that.
Yeah, you were making good progress.
It's easy to say, but harder to do.
Yeah. So both of us have kind of physical health type goals for the new year, and I just want to kind of talk about, like, why is that important?
Sure, yeah.
Why is that important, big picture? does God care about that?
Well, Paul says physical fitness is of some importance.
Sure.
He follows that up by saying godliness is of utmost importance.
Yeah.
Right, so in comparison, of course, our obedience to God is first.
Sure.
But yes, God does care about our treating our temples, our bodies as valuable temples. I think also it's an exercise in self-control.
Discipline, yeah.
People have talked about, and it's a nice image, but self-control being like a muscle that you have to work out. And the more you use it, the stronger your self-control gets. And I think that's true. When I've been really disciplined about other things in life, like physical fitness or reading or staying on some schedule or whatever, my spiritual self-control seems to be stronger in those times as well. So I think there's some truth to that, that the self-control or the discipline aspect of it is really good.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Christianity, of all, you know, world religions or systems of belief, is very much a body religion. And, you know, we don't, early heresies kind of neglected that.
Yeah, tried to pull that apart. Unfortunately, that's still a part of people's understanding about heaven and the eschatology, is that we're going to be spirits floating on air. No, we're going to be bodies. It's important to God. That's why he created the physical and called it very good.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, that's a little aside.
Right.
But yes, Christianity does care very much about our bodies.
But it feeds in, it feeds into the care that we should take for our bodies. But, you know, another aspect of it, and I feel like I struggle with this myself, when it comes to eating habits, and, you know, I'm talking about dieting and losing some weight and being more disciplined that way. You know, eating for some people, and I've had my concerns with this myself, becomes an idol in life.
Sure.
You know, the emotional attachment we have to foods and the ability to eat what we want when we want, I think can be an extremely harmful thing as well.
In a lot of ways.
Spiritual and physical, right?
Yeah. No, yeah, but spiritual in a lot of ways. I mean, gluttony in itself is a sin, but then you have lack of self-control and a myriad of other things that kind of come. Sometimes food for us is a way of finding pleasure.
And comfort.
I mean, sometimes we have certain foods we go to comfort ourselves.
Pizza.
Silly as it seems to say, right? Ice cream for me. Yeah, it really can take a place of an idol in that sense too. But I mean, there's a number of ways that not controlling your eating can be harmful, not just to your body, but to your spirit.
Right. And I've found that. I've found that in my life when I get serious about it. I mean, there is pain involved.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. It is, yeah, like, this is severe discomfort. And, you know, that, I mean, that's a warning sign that, you know, this is something you should probably be serious about
We've talked about fasting before. Mm-hmm. And fasting has its other purposes and other benefits. But I think one of those, in an ancillary way, is kind of breaking some of those bonds that we have,
sure,
with food as it exists as an idol in our lives. But I don't fast nearly enough. It's pretty rare.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I would love to be in control of what I'm eating rather than what I'm eating being in control of me. And so, mm-hmm, that's a big goal for the new year. So we've both got some physical goals. Do you have any intellectual goals?
I was a strong resolution maker, I would have a mind, body, and spirit, one for each.
Oh, neat. Goal. Okay.
It didn't matter because I didn't ever do them. It was a nice idea.
Sure.
And it used to be like read 3 books or study a certain topic. I never really did it.
Yeah.
But I would like to become a reader, but I'm not going to put any effort into it, so it's not going to happen.
Okay.
I read for work and things like that, but I've never been someone who reads for pleasure.
Huh.
That would be nice. I think that's cool.
Well, I don't read much for pleasure anymore. I read quite a bit, and I do find reading pleasurable, but, you know, when I think of reading for pleasure, I think of reading, you know, some fiction novel, sure, that, sure, has really, is interesting, but really is comparable to watching a movie because it really has no direct application. It's not moving you from a point A to a point B. I usually read, books that develop me in some way.
Right.
And that gives me a lot of pleasure. And so I have a book list for 2019, I suppose.
How many books are on your book list?
About 10.
And will you read 10 books easily in a year?
I'll read 10 books in a year. But I don't even have those on the list as, like, I need to read these books. That's just my next 10 books that I want to read. And so I guess you could say that that's an intellectual goal.
Sure.
But then spiritual goals. Let's finish with that. Any spiritual goals for the year?
Yeah. I think that, you know, I said self-control is like a muscle. And in my more devoted, regimented times, I have at times been really good at the personal devotion thing. Mm-hmm. That's not been a strength of mine the last few months. So I would like that to become a more consistent strength. And that is something, unlike reading, that I would like to work hard on. You've mentioned some ideas for some morning prayer times at church. I would love to become a part of something like that. I'm kind of good at the little prayers throughout the day, but I haven't disciplined myself to be able to do the long prayers real well anymore. In college, that was a strong habit, but that's not a strong habit for me anymore. So to kind of have longer prayer times would be good too, I think.
Yeah. I don't want to get legalistic about it, but
right,
prayer is the big spiritual goal I have this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray an awful lot, and I pray with a lot of people. And so I don't have a lack of prayer, sure, in my life.
Right.
But that intentional prayer, it's not so much the length of time, but it's the intentionality of it. Uh-huh. And I think that I need to be better about recording prayers, answers to prayer, non-answers to prayer a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because I've had some huge answers to prayer this year, and I can think of a couple right off the top of my head, but if I was logging this somehow, not terribly detailed, but if I was just being intentional enough to write some of these things down and track them, I feel that it would be a real boon to my faith to be able, yeah, to really look and see what God has been doing in the lives of myself and the people I love, you know?
Well, if you have goals that you'd like to share, you can leave them in the comments here. If you've got goals that you want us to work on, we have thick yes. skin, so go ahead and suggest them. We like to get better at things we're not good at. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.